Welcome to the Game of Life. Please make your selection. You're going to choose a family to play the Game of Life with, and you will assume the role of the main breadwinner. Through a series of questions, you're going to shape their lives and decide how your family would respond to a sequence of events. You will also meet another family going through a similar life experience. Use the buttons throughout the game to make your selections. However, please note, you will be unable to go back a screen once pressed. Interactive elements are shown with an exclamation mark. You can click on these to find out more. Please choose your family. This is the Hill family. You will play the role of Mr. Hill. Where do you live? In a small village, a town, or a city? What kind of house do you own? A new, modern property? Or an older character property? Where did you and your partner go on your first date? For dinner at the local Italian restaurant, the cinema, or for drinks in a cocktail bar? You have a 9-year-old daughter called Sophia. What is she interested in? Is she outdoorsy and into sports? Or is she theatrical with a passion for dance? You have a 5-year-old son called Jack. What does he want to be when he grows up? A policeman, a teacher, a train driver, or a footballer? You have booked your family holiday for this year. Where are you going? An all-inclusive family resort in Mexico? To the Walt Disney World Resort in Florida? Or on a sightseeing tour of Europe? What will you buy Sophia and Jack for Christmas as their main gifts? A new bike for Sophia and a go-kart for Jack? An iPad for Sophia and a games console for Jack, or West End theatre tickets for Sophia, and a new bike for Jack. Before we start the game, it's important you understand the family financials. Each month, you work full-time, earning £2,000. Mrs. Hill works part-time, earning £500. You have £100,000 left to pay on your mortgage, costing you £749.50 per month, and other outgoings, which total £1,100. This is the Wright family. You will play the role of Mrs. Wright. You have a 9-year-old daughter called Anna. What is she interested in? Is she outdoorsy and into sports? Or is she theatrical with a passion for dance? You have a 5-year-old son called Thomas. What does he want to be when he grows up? A policeman? A teacher, a train driver, or a footballer? What will you buy Anna and Thomas for Christmas as their main gifts? A new bike for Anna and a go-kart for Thomas? An iPad for Anna and a games console for Thomas? Or West End theatre tickets for Anna and a new bike for Thomas? Before we start the game, it's important you understand the family financials. Each month, you work full-time, earning £2,000. Mr. Wright works part-time, earning £500. You have £100,000 left to pay on your mortgage, costing you £749.50 per month, and other outgoings, which total £1,100. Having felt under the weather recently, you went to your doctor for a checkup and a blood test. Shortly after the appointment, you were asked to attend hospital to discuss the test results. Unfortunately, the consultation confirms your worst fears. You have been diagnosed with bowel cancer. At the consultation, you meet another family receiving a similar diagnosis. You now need to break this devastating news to your family. You now need to discuss where you stand with your mortgage and insurance cover with your mortgage advisor. Insurance was something you hoped you'd never have to think about. How would you respond if your customer was in this situation? What words and phrases would you use to support your customer through this uncertain time? Remember, you have learning materials and resources available to you, including support from Legal & General. You start your chemotherapy and need to stop work. You're entitled to 3 months full sick pay followed by 3 months half pay. As you become more mindful of your finances, you receive a request for £350 from Sophia's school for an upcoming activities week. What do you do? Do you dip into your savings to pay for the trip? Or do you explain to your daughter that she cannot attend? You receive a response from your mortgage advisor. The chemotherapy is now taking its toll on you. The stress of the situation is also getting to Mrs. Hill, and she is starting to worry about the financial impact of your diagnosis. Does Mrs. Hill maintain part-time hours to avoid disrupting family engagements and routines? Or does she request extra shifts to alleviate your financial worries? Your health has started to stabilize after your first round of chemotherapy, but you aren't yet able to return to work. Your family holiday was booked earlier in the year, and your doctor has told you that it's okay to go. The final payment is due. What do you decide to do? Use your remaining savings to go on the holiday, or cancel the trip and attempt to claim some of your money back? Next month, your sick pay will end, and you're just about keeping your head above water, having spent more than you anticipated during the summer. You are now on half pay and becoming dependent on credit cards and help from family members to cover living costs. The children are upset as they can't have new shoes or uniforms for the new school year. You contact your mortgage advisor to ask if there's anything they can do to help with your mortgage now that you are unable to work. You receive a response from your mortgage advisor, confirming that you didn't take out critical illness cover with your mortgage. You can hardly believe it, but Christmas is nearly here. Unfortunately, you have no savings left and you're up to your limit on your credit card. You're due to buy the children's Christmas presents. What do you do? Request an increase in your credit card limit to buy as much as possible for the children, or refrain from buying some presents on the children's lists? It's Christmas. Sadly, you couldn't buy the children everything from their lists, and they're very upset. In addition, Mrs. Hill is now suffering from stress. You are now considerably overdrawn and receive a letter from your mortgage provider. You are now £3,847 in debt, not helped by an expensive Christmas. You aren't entitled to government help, as Mrs. Hill works over 16 hours per week. You have to borrow more money from your parents. How does this make you feel? Your health is deteriorating rapidly. Mrs. Hill struggles to cope and is signed off work with stress. Your family's income reduces from £500 per calendar month to zero, as she is not entitled to any sick pay. You receive another letter, as your mortgage is now 3 months in arrears. Following 11 months off sick, your company has had to let you go. As a result, you've lost the only life insurance you had. In addition, you're now significantly in arrears, and your lender is threatening repossession of your home. What do you do? Put pressure on Mrs. Hill to return to work, or sell the family car? Sadly, you lose your battle with cancer. Your family are devastated and struggle to grieve as they are faced with 6 months of arrears. During this time, repossession proceedings on the family home begin. Had you taken out life insurance and critical illness cover, the situation could have been very different for your family. You start your chemotherapy and need to stop work. You're entitled to 3 months full sick pay, followed by 3 months half pay. As you become more mindful of your finances, you receive a request for £350 from Anna's school for an upcoming activities week. What do you do? Do you dip into your savings to pay for the trip, or do you explain to your daughter that she cannot attend? You receive a response from your mortgage advisor. The chemotherapy is now taking its toll on you. The stress of the situation is also getting to Mr. Wright, and he is starting to worry about the financial impact of your diagnosis. Does Mr. Wright maintain part-time hours to avoid disrupting family engagements and routines? Or does he request extra shifts to alleviate your financial worries. Your health has started to stabilize after your first round of chemotherapy, but you aren't yet able to return to work. Your family holiday was booked earlier in the year, and your doctor has told you it's okay to go. The final payment is due. What do you decide to do? Use your remaining savings to go on the holiday? Or use some of the money from the critical illness cover payout to pay for the holiday? With your lack of pay, and having spent more than you anticipated on your family holiday, you now need some advice on how best to use your critical illness cover payout. You contact your mortgage advisor to ask if you are permitted to use your critical illness cover payout to help cover your everyday living costs. You receive a response from your mortgage advisor. As your sick pay comes to an end, it's a comfort to know that you have the critical illness cover payout available when you need it. Mr. Wright decides to take some unpaid leave to spend more quality time with the family. Christmas is approaching. Despite your sick pay ending and Mr. Wright taking unpaid leave, you've been able to buy your children the presents they really wanted. What do you do next? Have an intimate family Christmas? Or arrange to host an extravagant Christmas with your extended family, as it could be your last? It's Christmas. You're grateful that you haven't had to worry about your family's finances in light of your illness, as you've been able to rely on Mr. Wright's income and use your critical illness cover payout when it was needed. You feel content as you make fond memories together during the festive season. Your health is rapidly deteriorating, so you decide to use some of your critical illness payout to adapt your downstairs living space to make things more comfortable for yourself and easier for those caring for you. Having been off work for 11 months, your company has had to let you go. You're sad, but relieved to know that your bills are paid and your mortgage is up to date, as you've been using your payout money. Sadly, you lose your battle with cancer. Although devastated, your family are able to grieve without worrying about finances or Mr. Wright having to rush back to work. Your life insurance policy has paid out, and your partner and children can remain in the family home. Had you not taken out life insurance and critical illness cover, the situation could have been very different for your family. Going forward, how do you think you would encourage a customer to consider taking out protection? What words and phrases would you use?